Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need, whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding. We always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
I'm on a journey to get better in all areas of life, from wellness and mental health to career and relationships and so much more. I know getting better isn't easy, but it's a whole lot easier when you can do it together. Welcome to Better Together with me, Maria Menounos.
Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to Better Together. When you know better, you get better. That's what we do here every single day. Our quote of the day: within each moment lives the fresh opportunity to breathe new life into who you want to be.
Whoa,
Dobie. Within each moment lives the fresh opportunity to breathe new life into who you want to be. I love that.
Right?
Hill Squad, welcome back. It's Thursday. Yay.
Wow. What a day.
Winnie's smiling. She's on the couch with Kelsey. Pooja's engineering today.
Yes.
I have to say, I really love that quote because it really is on the same page as I'm on right now, where, you know, like yesterday I wore my workout pants. I was like, today I'm going to be active. I'm going to walk. I didn't end up walking, but I did some other things that had been sitting on my like shoulders and looming.
That's
like
great.
Some edits to a Google Doc I had to deal with and some other things. And so I got a lot of stuff. I was productive, wasn't active, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Because today I'm going to figure it out.
I like that.
And if I don't figure it out today, I will figure it out tomorrow.
And that's okay.
But I'm giving myself the grace.
That's right.
And I think that I'm watching kind of Kevin and I pop back from COVID, start the new year this year. It's like, okay, the wheels are turning again. We're doing a little bit more every day. Mm-hmm. Things are happening. So I'm like, okay, I'm happy with the progress.
And I like the grace. The grace is so good. Mm-hmm. It's so funny. It's like the new year. I told you this the other day on the chat show. I always felt like the new year was like daunting and like, what to me. And this year it hasn't felt like that at all. Mm-hmm. And I'm so excited. And I'm just like, no, let's get after it. Mm-hmm. It's a new year. No pressure, but it's like exciting. And yeah. I think that that's such a cool mindset to have.
Yeah. I feel the same way. Yeah. I feel like I don't have any pressure on myself. Just kind of doing it, being it.
Yeah.
And that's that.
And living.
Yeah.
Living your best life and your workout pants. Maria's had some really exciting outfits this last week to you guys from all her Italy finds.
Oh my God.
I've been very jealous.
My Italy finds have been good.
So when we all move to Italy, we're going to have to go shopping at that place every week.
Oh my God. I know, we have to figure out when Italy happens.
I know.
It has to happen probably before I go to, maybe May is the month.
I'm in.
So I think we need to plot it out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to write it down right now, May, because in May, I think we could do the month of May in Italy. We can pop over to Spain, pop over to everywhere.
Place.
And then yes. I will end in Greece.
Where you do your movie.
I might end up doing the movie there. You're right.
There you go.
But at the very least, I'm going to see my godchildren and my family and friends there. And then I'll come back to Connecticut
because
I'm going to spend the summer in Connecticut.
Look at that.
Nice.
And with my dad.
Yes, we need him. Will he come to Italy with us?
No.
Come on, Costa.
No. He's such a brat. He just was like, Maria. I was like, Dad, come on, let's go to Greece. This was, you know, whatever. No, Maria, you go with your friends. And, you know, I'm like, Dad.
He's so funny.
They're your friends, too. They love you. No, Maria is different. And he just, I don't know what it is. Maybe he's afraid he's going to feel things now that my mom's not with him because he's used to being with them and my mom.
Yeah.
I don't know. So I'm not
probably
really.
Scary.
I'm trying not to push too hard.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we'll see. So that's kind of maybe May is our month,
that's
ladies.
That's perfect because we don't want to be here for June gloom.
No.
True.
And Connecticut is beautiful.
Yep.
And everything's going to be done. Like right now I'm working with Frontgate to do all the furniture and then we did all the lighting and now we're going to do the backyard. I'm doing a whole like amazing backyard thing with Frontgate.
Exciting.
So, I mean, my bedroom there already is so much better than my bedroom here and I'm getting jelly.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Here's the real question though. What are we going to do with Winnie? Can I take her to Italy with me?
I think Winnie would probably have to stay here with Auntie Violetta. Look at her sleeping on the couch. She's such a little angel.
Oh.
I don't know. That's the hard thing I think about when it's hard when you have dogs, like traveling, because I want to go to Connecticut and be with my dad, but what do I do with Max? I can't fly Max. I'm not going to put him on a plane
she's
ever.
Easier.
She's easy.
Mm-hmm.
But still, so yeah, little wrinkles in the plans.
In our perfect plan.
But Heel Squad, we're really excited for this year. We're really excited to bring you more shows and bring you great content. We have our website that's going to be launching February 1st. We're going to have to bring Priscilla on so she can share a little bit about what we're doing on the website. She has been incredible. And so you'll have a deeper, more immersive experience there. But then also we'll have daily blogs and so much more.
More active newsletters. So if you're not signed up to the newsletter, hit Maria's little link in her bio and or the Better Together bio. Sign up there because that's really going to, you know, feed and just kind of keep you up to date, keep you posted with everything. And it's a fun, I like newsletters that I get, like I rarely read them. So it's like the ones I get that I do read, they're, you know, they make me smile or this or that. And I think, you know, that's Maria's whole goal with this is like to actually, your goal always is to add value and to add something positive, you know, to people's lives versus just being more content.
Yeah. Oh my God. I'm so allergic to all of that.
Same.
If there isn't takeaway and there isn't value and it isn't worth you opening, I'm not doing it. Cause guess what? I don't want to do it. I'm not doing something just to do it.
No.
So yeah, sign up for that and then just start to look out for the website. We're getting our merch on point, which we're really excited about. So Kelsey is getting samples of the sweatshirts.
That's right.
Because back to my standards, I don't want to sell anything that isn't amazing that I want to wear, that I'm excited to wear. So we're going to make sure whoever we use for a vendor is selling really quality, comfy, mushy sweats.
Agreed. Well, instead that we want to, you know, wear every day, I copied you and got the Blogilates sweatshirt. I asked for it for Christmas. And shout out to Cassie Ho, who will be on the show in this next month. And Maria, I didn't take it off the whole week I was home.
It's the best.
It's the best. And I want ours to be like that.
Yeah.
Like, don't ever want to take it off.
Yeah. It has to be good. It has to be like, for me, my favorite one I've gotten in a long time was Mel Robbins.
Yeah, that was cute.
For her High Five Habit book. Mm-hmm. It's so mushy and comfy and amazing.
And cute.
So if we're going to do merch for Heel Squad and Better Together, like we got to do it good. So we're really excited about that. We do need your help, everybody, in bringing more people to the show. Right now, everybody has a podcast. It is just such a crowded landscape. And so I always say there are people who get more attention because they go a certain way for attention. And we don't go that way. So we just rely on the good recommendations of our peeps here. So please share the show with a friend. Or many friends. If you can social out a favorite episode, that's super helpful for us. And leaving a review is always amazing. We love them. They totally light us up.
And I also think, let us know what you want to hear from us. We had posted the other day on the Better Together Instagram, you know, asking people for like what they want to hear, but DM me, what DM Pooja. Let me pull it up right now. I screenshotted it.
We are going to be doing an episode on celiac. Have you found an expert yet?
No, I haven't found the right person.
Okay.
I need we need the best person.
Mm-hmm.
You want to hear, okay. Finally open to being in a relationship at age 24. Any advice? How do I lean into trusting myself when I'm changing my mind about career, life, etc.? Relationships with relative friends, parents after your parents passed, getting out of a funk. Those were our main ones. Okay. So
well, we can do episodes on all of those.
All of them. All of them. So keep, you know, DMing us. Yeah, keeping communication. We're open. We want to help. Maria wants to help. Winnie wants to help.
Hey, Hill Squad and Better Together fam. It's been a tough year, but we hear from so many of you just how much our content is helping you heal and get better, and it makes us feel so good. Our team works so hard to deliver this life-changing content, and a lot of you guys ask, how can I have a bigger role in our Hill Squad community, or how can I do my part to help Better Together continue to uplift even more people? First of all, thank you for that sentiment, and we're so grateful for this community. If you could help us by giving us a 5-star rating and a comment on Apple Podcasts, that's amazing. Second, you could join the Better Together with Maria Menounos Instagram page. Third, you could share the show with a friend in need. And finally, for as little as $10 a month, please join our Patreon to get monthly live heal events with world-class healers, ad-free episodes of our show, and even weekly bonus episodes exclusive to Patreon. Getting better isn't easy, but it is a whole lot better when we can do it together. We love and appreciate and are so grateful for all of you.
Today, Kelsey was inspired to have me chat about a moment of inspiration I had recently. So I'm going to get back into the flow of it. And that is kind of rewiring your brain to think of your weaknesses kind of as your strengths. It's funny. We're going to be chatting with Barbara Corcoran soon, and she talks about that as well. Mm-hmm. And I think for me, you know, as you're examining your childhood traumas and the things that were challenges and that became bigger challenges into your adulthood, once you start identifying them, you're like, oh, that was bad. But as Patty Penn told me, in the middle of all of this stuff with my mom last year, she said, so if those bad things didn't happen, if that person hadn't done all those bad things, do you think you would have had the push that you had to be as successful as you did as quickly as you did? Do you think you would have, you know, thrust forward the way you did? And I'm like, oh gosh, no. Mm-hmm. And she's like, well,
there you go.
And so I think most successful people will tell you, it was somebody who said you can't do it. By the way, part of my razzing with you when we were doing the Patreon with your beach house, I was like, ah!
Oh, yeah.
First of all, it's just because it's because we can do that and it's funny. Mm-hmm. But the truth is, those are the things that make people rise.
Yeah,
it's
like, I'll show whatever, you, bitch. Maria. Yeah, I'll exactly. You. Right? No, I love it.
And it's about reminding people that you should dream big. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean the exact thing is going to happen. I used to say I was going to have a house that's going to look like the White House and you're going to need intercoms and blah, blah, blah. I mean, we could use an intercom here, technically.
You could.
It's not exactly that, but it is a form of that.
Yeah.
So I think that, you know, the dreaming big is important and having those kind of big visions. But now I lost my train of thought. The point I was trying to make
is just going back to, you know, thinking. Right. Right.
Yeah. So you kind of identify your childhood traumas and you think they're bad, but they're actually your strengths. Like I said, if I didn't have those issues, would I have been so ready to get out of here, like to go and win?
And resilient. You're very resilient, I feel like, from it all.
Yeah.
Very much so. Because you've dealt with a lot. And when Kev was like, you just got to keep going, you weren't like, screw you, bye. Mm-hmm. You were like, okay. And you did.
Oh my God. There was one moment in my career where I got totally sideswept. My agents were like, oh, we're going to go in. You're going to get a huge raise. Oh, you did great, blah, blah, blah. And instead, I got a pay cut.
Cute.
And I was like, totally, oh my God. And this boss had the kindness to tell me right before my birthday party. Like I was having this big birthday party. It's like, oh, thanks for ruining my day.
Oh.
Could you have waited one day? And he was invited. He knew. Anyway.
Oh, what a dick.
But But I remember Kevin looking at me and he's like, we'll never get sideswept again. I'm so sorry to say this because I know you're working really hard. Mm. Excuse me. At that time, I was waking up at 1 a.m. to do the Today Show, going right to Access Hollywood after, then doing nightly news, MSNBC sometimes, all these shows, writing books and everything. There was just no sleep. And, excuse me. And he's like, you're going to have to work harder. And I'm like, oh my God, how do I need to like borrow hours from other people? Like, yeah, how right. do I work harder? But we did, we got out of it. And yeah. by the way, I ended up, I mean, maybe 4x-ing my money at that point.
Wow.
Within the next 3 years. Like, so, you know, the hard work pays off. But I think for a while I thought of like living in fight or flight as such a negative thing, and how all the negatives that came from it, whether it was like immune compromising or health compromising, right? Because if you're in fight or flight too much, it's going to take its toll on your immune system. But now I'm looking at it all as more of my superpower. And I think we've talked a little bit about this, but all of these things that happened, if I can look at them the right way, propelled me and pushed me and molded me. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I could look at the fact that Kevin and I have been in a lot of crisis throughout the 24 years we've been together. And before him, I was in crisis. And before me, he was in crisis. And then we came together and had double the crisis. Yay! But hashtag Trumba bonds. But when I started to realize recently, oh, we're really good at crisis. Like that is our superpower, is we can jump in and save the day and help somebody, or we can get through anything. That's a superpower.
And not a lot of people can do that.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like you guys, it is your superpower and you're the people that people call because honestly, not a lot of people are there for you when they're in a crisis because they can't handle it. You guys can handle it tenfold. So
yeah, we get a lot of calls from people in their crisis moments. And that's when I'm usually keeping them calm. I'm like, okay. Everything you want to do, you're not going to do.
Yep. And that's okay.
No. I mean like all the reactions.
Oh.
When you're met with crisis, you want to react.
Freak out.
And so I'm always like, no. If you want to win, you got to stay quiet. You got to stay calm. You got to stay focused.
Yeah, that's hard.
And it's really hard when you're being attacked. And I've been attacked so much, whether people really know or not. I always say that in our little bubbles, we think everybody knows, but nobody really knows. Mm-mm. There's so many times where you hear somebody was being attacked over something. You're like, I had no clue. Yeah. The news cycle is so quick now. And there's so much going on that it's not the same anymore. So I always just say like, you know, you gotta just chill and know that not everybody knows what's happening.
No. I think it's my favorite line that I've said before, but we had someone come to our middle school and say, you never know what's on someone's invisible chalkboard, right? You never know what's going on. You think you might know, but you don't actually know. Mm-hmm. So that goes back to, don't be so quick to judge. Just be a cool, nice person. Yeah. End of the day. But
well, there are so many people that you can look to that have weathered crisis. Like I think of the Kardashians, right? Everybody thinks they're so lucky, but they know how to weather crisis.
Poor Khloe.
If you really, oh my God.
Shout out.
If you really think about it, that is a family led by Chris that just knows shit's going to happen and we're going to have to roll with it and we're going to have to get through it and we're not going to crumble. The second you crumble, that's when they get you.
Yeah.
But if you stand up and you can stay strong in the face of crisis, you will get through. It's no different than how we talk about the formula for success. Work harder than everyone else. It will work eventually, right? You gotta have your patience, but there's no way if you're out working everyone around you that you're not going to find success.
Right.
It's like such a guarantee again.
Yeah.
But the same thing with crisis, like as long as you don't crumble to it, as long as you understand that everyone's facing it, you're not special. It's not your time to be like, oh, woe is me. Everyone's suffering. Yeah. Everyone has their version of crisis, whether it's being diagnosed with a horrible ailment or gone through an accident. I still cannot get through my dad hitting the middle of that tree.
Oh my gosh.
This tall ass tree, his minivan soared through the sky, smashed into this tree in the middle. Like the marks are on the tree. Like we're all going to have those moments. Yeah. It's, can you stay calm and can you navigate through the storm? Because the storm will end eventually. It's not going to continue.
Yeah.
And you have to be calm. And so for me, I've realized that that has become a superpower. Maybe it was a superpower all along. But I mean, I do know there have been moments I've wanted to crumble. Luckily, Kevin wouldn't let me. But it's not that I'm not somebody who's had my victim moments. I definitely have.
Right.
But now really understanding all of this and having done a lot of work around it, you know, the people who really win, not just the ice cream man that's
is that
honking
what that
his
is?
Horn outside. Can you hear that on the air? Yeah, it's an ice cream man.
Oh my gosh,
man.
You guys, this car comes by literally every day.
I'm assuming it's an ice cream man. That's what they sound like.
That's hilarious. I never knew what it was.
Yeah, it's going to let you know that's where the ice cream is. Trust me, I was an ice cream aholic.
Wow.
I used to get the Choco Tacos.
My sister literally had one this weekend when they were visiting. And I was like, girl, I haven't seen a Choco Taco since. Oh, I liked the baseball glove.
What's that? Like blue and pink or something?
It was pink and then it had a big gumball in the middle.
Oh, you do not mesh. I was a chocolate and vanilla girl and you're one of those girls.
Oh, I used to like...
How do we even like each other?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. I used to literally like... Down the Hatch, Pixie Sticks, and like all those just sappy, sugary.
As long as it was sour. I only did the sour.
Yeah, I didn't like the super sugar.
Yeah.
I did. I don't know why.
I was a chocolate girl too. That was my thing. Or like the Oreo. Go, they had like the Oreo like tub that you can just like
eat
out of. It was Oreo ice cream. Oh, that was the best.
God.
But I liked what you liked too, Kels. I got the, I know exactly what the you're glove. Talking about. I can literally see it in my head.
Because it was like soft serve. I'm a big soft serve person.
I love soft serve. Yeah. Oh my God. Best. We drove by Carvel the other day.
What's
we
that?
We went back to the scene of the crime to make our...
Oh, where you get your birthday cake.
Yeah. We went to the mall, scene of the crime, where we think we might have gotten COVID initially to make our returns post-COVID now. We were negative. And we were driving by and I had a nasty headache.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, sugar would really help it right now. As we drove by Carvel, I'm like, oh, soft serve. There's really nothing better than a good soft serve.
I agree.
I didn't do it, obviously, but I wanted to.
Yeah. Ugh. That's so hard. Do you think you'll ever let yourself have a soft serve again?
Yeah.
Okay, good. See, this is what I love about Maria. She's, and I've said this before, you guys heard on Wednesday's show, we played Dr. Gary Foster, who talked about like how mindset is the key to like lasting weight loss. And that's something about you that I always like really admired. You're very just cool about everything. You're not going to be like, I'm never having a soft serve again in my life. You're like, no, I'm going to let myself have it. Just maybe not this week, maybe not next. So anyways, I just really admire that.
It has to be tied to like
balance.
Yeah. You got to be balanced about things. Like I cut sugar, as you guys know, but I did have a gelato in Italy. I said, you know what? I'm in Italy.
Yes.
I'm going to have a gelato. I didn't eat the whole thing though. But I did have some.
Yeah.
And so there will be moments for sure.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom, for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
But back to all of this, I think...
I had a question for you.
Yeah.
Did you... You know, I feel like sometimes when it comes to like our weaknesses, strengths, all that stuff, like we beat ourselves up over what we think is our weakness. Did you beat yourself up over thinking, oh my God, like I'm always in fight or flight. Were you like really negative against yourself or like negative talk?
Well, that's kind of what I was saying. I think that as you identify things, you identify them and you're like, that's the problem. But then if you look at it and say, well, how could that have also been a strength? Mm-hmm. How could that actually have created something that would not have been created? Right. Yeah. You know, when I look at my childhood, if everything was rosy in my house, would I have wanted to get the hell out? Would I have wanted, would I have had these crazy big mm-hmm. dreams? Maybe not necessarily. Right. Mm-hmm. I needed to get out and find safety and do my thing. Like I laugh when I met Kevin and I was at Emerson, like, get me out of here. I need to go to LA. I gotta get to it. I gotta get to work. Oh, forget all this. And he was like, you are hilarious. You live in the most amazing part of Boston. You're in college. Have some fun. And I'm like, no, I gotta do what I gotta do. I just wanted to get to it. Yeah. And I was lucky because Emerson was so cool and hands-on that I was making movies and doing all kinds of things already. So I felt like a little professional already, but I knew what I wanted to do and I wanted to get there and do it. And so
hungry.
Maybe I wouldn't have had that hunger if I didn't have that need to get out. Mm. Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, all the things that were bad were actually good as well. So it's good to identify them, but then start to think of like, how could this have been a positive? How could this been something that now I can use as a strength? So yeah, we went through a lot of crisis. My dad almost died every single day. That's a lot of crisis in a home, right? Mm-hmm. Forget my brother's stuff. My mom doesn't want me talking about it, clearly. The psychic told me, so I will not publicly discuss him. She never liked it anyway, so I always refrained. But there was just a lot of chaos.
Yeah.
And so I'm used to chaos, mm-hmm. which is kind of a bad thing because sometimes you put yourself in chaotic experiences because you're comfortable
in them. You're used to it.
And that's your norm.
Oof, yeah.
So you have to really break out of that. But then you also realize, that's what pushed me to get out. Mm. Pushed me out of the nest, made me have these big dreams and say, I got to figure out a way to be independent, to have my own thing. And so I think that's kind of, that's been a big aha moment for me.
And that came, you said, from, you know, from Brian, from Patty, from just being aware and listening. Because like for those people, right, who they're like, oh shit, they don't know where to start. They don't know how to like switch their mindset from it being bad to good. You know, what would be your advice?
I think just identifying it, like I just said, I don't remember exactly where this aha moment happened other than realizing, oh, I'm really good at crisis. Oh, I think it was just seeing my family dynamics around my mom's death and then seeing other family members dealing with death and realizing, oh, they're just not good at it.
Yeah.
They don't, that's not their thing.
And it's not their strength. Yeah.
Our strength is crisis. Kevin and I know how to drop everything, run in. We're the troops. They know how to, we know what positions we're playing on the field. We know how to do it. And other people, that's not their superpower. Mm. So, but we don't have their superpowers.
Right. Right.
And so I think that was kind of where my big aha moment happened in terms of that. But your greatest weaknesses can be propelling you to your greatest strengths. You just don't know it yet.
Oh, mic drop. I love that. I love that.
So what do you think are your greatest weaknesses, Kelsey? And how could they be your greatest
strengths? I was thinking.
And if Pooja has one before you and you need time to think.
No, it's okay. I was thinking actually earlier. One of the things that I got a lot of crap for growing up was talking too much and being too loud and being too social and she's crazy because she's bad. I think every single, honestly, place that I've gotten, especially in my career-oriented life, has been because of my personality. Mm-hmm. And I'm a hard-ass worker too, but like initially getting my foot in the door was because I yelled at someone on the street to get my first PA gig. I talked my way, you know, so I think for me, I had a lot of shame around, oh, okay, I have a crazy personality. I'm too this, too that, because everyone said that. But now I'm like, oh, hell no. That is my absolute strength. So mm-hmm. that's the first thing that comes to
my parents, my mind. My daddy said, Maria, you talk too much. You don't impress people by how much you say is what you say. And now I'm like, hey. When I started making money, I'm like, I'm making a lot of money now.
That's right, Dad.
People like me talking. But no, he was right, though. What he was right about was, you know, you can't just
blab your way.
Got to have substance in there. And so, I mean, your personality is what wins out in the end.
Yeah. So that's mine.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Pooja, what about you?
Oh, God. I was think. I don't know. I really don't know. I have weaknesses. I'm not saying I don't have weaknesses. I'm just trying to think what could be thought of as my strength from my weakness.
But what is the weakness? Then we'll help you find the strength. Mm-hmm. Because you're 22.
Yeah.
I'm just learning this at 43. So don't worry. You don't have to have it figured out. And by the way, it may not have become your strength yet. You might still be, you're like a butterfly coming out of the cocoon. Like you're still.
Yes.
You know.
I was always told I was too much of a perfectionist. Like I would freak out. Like I wouldn't, like I can't put something out there unless I'm like, okay, it's perfect. It's perfect. It's perfect. But nothing can be perfect. Mm-hmm. So, and then I'd freak out when I put it out there. And then I'm like, oh my God, this little thing. Like I used to paint a lot when I was younger. So whatever, you finish painting, you sign it. And then after I'd be like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Like this tree, like I could have done this shading better, whatever it was. My mom's like, relax. Like it looks good. Like why are you focusing on this little detail of this whole painting? So maybe that's what it is. I'm too focused on like the little nitty gritty and not the big picture. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
Which is totally a strength.
Which is such a strength. That's why we love you.
Exactly.
Is because you're so into the details. But that's where like even when we talk to successful people, they'll say like, there's a time where you have to throw that out and abandon it. But then there's a time where it's useful too. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
You can't always just be a renegade. You got to be about the details too. And there are different positions in life. Right?
Yeah.
So for us, it's so helpful to have somebody who is so detailed and is so focused and who is giving it that proper like level of attention. But now knowing that there's a certain part you have to abandon, right? Yeah. Like you have to be okay with, Kevin says a B plus. I'm not into the B pluses. I'll take an A minus.
An A minus. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's a good point. I didn't even think of that until just now.
See? Look at that.
That's what we do here.
Look at that. I thought of another one for myself. Ultimate people pleaser. Mm-hmm. I am the ultimate people. I go all in.
It's horrible.
It's horrible, but.
I'm not kidding. It's actually amazing.
It's everything. It's amazing. Right. And it's now something that I'm working on as I get older and, you know, cater to myself a little bit more, but it's a great strength.
Yeah.
We don't even have to go into it's a great strength.
Here's the thing. Again, everybody, it's like we go so extreme with everything. It's like, oh my God, I'm such a people pleaser. I have to be more selfish. And no, you just got to tweak it a bit.
That's it.
There are certain people you might need to throw up some boundaries with because they're overtaking.
Correct.
Or they're over asking.
Yeah.
Or they're taking advantage of you. But being a people pleaser, trust me, will get you a lot in life.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Yeah,
definitely.
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them.
I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Diehis, what do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code HEALSQUAD for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code HEALSQUAD. Trust me, you won't regret it.
And you're right. I don't need to. And that's been my, I mean, through you guys helping me, it's small tweaks. It's small boundaries that I'm creating. Mm-hmm. Now it's not like the complete other side, which I couldn't even go there. That makes me like want to hurl. It scares me so much. But you're right. I think a lot of us are like, no, I'm going the complete opposite way. And that's just not, A, it's not realistic. And B, it's not good for you. So it's the little things, but it's the fact that I have you guys get to help me with that because you are light years ahead of me in this realm.
We've been there, done that.
Yeah.
I think, you know, one of the things that's hard is we always think there's one way. There's not one way.
That's a good point.
You can't win without a Pooja and you can't win without a Kelsey. Like, I need both of you and I need Kevin. You know what I mean? Like, you need everyone's different talents, everyone's different strengths.
Yeah.
Right? Like, even like we're building the website right now. We were like, okay, Pooja's going to take the show notes and create blogs from the show notes so that anybody who's coming to the website who is maybe not listening to the show is going to get the value of the show through the blog and then maybe introduced to the show and want to come over. Kelsey, you have a different kind of personality and we've been together longer. You're going to be in charge of the blogs where I'm like, oh my God, you need to know about this nail polish. This is freaking life-changing. And you're going to do that. And that is going to be your strength because I know you and I know your passion for it. Pooja, no one's going to know how to do this show content better than you because you're there taking the notes every day anyway. And you know what those takeaways are and those big moments to give people. And then Priscilla knows the SEO stuff. Who you'll get, you guys will start to get to know Priscilla on the show. But Priscilla is an entrepreneur and she helps young entrepreneurs or all kinds of entrepreneurs build their businesses. But she also does, you know, the websites and the branding and stuff. But she's going to do the stuff that's specific to helping us bring this website higher into, you know, rankings and stuff. Not our genius.
No.
Right?
We could try, but.
We could try. You need different personalities. That's why diversity is so important in a group. You need different voices, different perspectives, different talents, you know, Kevin's renegade talents where, you know, he's all raw talent. He didn't go to business school. He didn't go to film school, but he has balls and he does it. And he's okay to fail and pick up and figure it out again. Right. Which is a great like person to learn from because I am terrified to fail. I hate failing as a perfectionist. So he balances me out a little bit, but you need all different people. So you can't be worried about doing things just one specific way.
Yeah.
There is no one specific way. When you hear anybody's story, everyone found a different way to their success. Everyone had a different background. Some people were poor. Some people were rich. Some people went to school. Some people didn't go to school. Everyone's got a different story. So just go and do what it is you want to do. And your story will be the next story.
Yeah, write your story.
So I think figuring out what your superpowers are that were actually regarded as your weaknesses are pretty important right now.
I agree. You know, something that's just stuck out to me or that I just thought of when you said that. Anthony Trucks, remember when he said to ask your friends, you know, what's one thing that, Maria, what's one thing of mine, of my personality or whatever that I do that you would want to like take and bottle up and keep for your own? I think a lot of times if you do ask people close to you or people you trust their opinion, it's going to be potentially those things that are, you think, your weaknesses. Pooja, I would say she's so incredibly, like you said, mm-hmm. detail oriented, so on top of things. She thinks that's her weakness. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, B, that's your strength. Mm-hmm. So that was a cool tip from him. And I think that that's something to try.
By the way, Jeff Graham. Okay, let me tell you the story of Jeff Graham, who used to be on the show and he was on recently. Everybody was excited to hear him back. And Jeff knows this. This is like, you know, this is a story we tell because it's funny and it's true. Jeff brought something to AfterBuzz that we did not have. Mm-hmm. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, you're going to get different kinds of personalities. Jeff was Kelsey. Jeff was vibrant and positive and can do and happy. Not so great with the details. Okay. Jeff, they wanted to kill him. Like the staff wanted to fire him every turn. At every turn, they were like, we can't handle it anymore. And by the way, having worked with him personally, I understand where I'm like, Jeff, can you just spell check? But I knew Jeff brought something we didn't have. Mm-hmm. We didn't have that forward facing, positive, just light, happy light. And he was that. And more than that, by the way, he's really smart, really creative. There, he has so many assets. But those little details kind of, and you know, maybe being neat, his office was always a mess, was not his strength, but it's okay.
Yeah.
Right. You can work with that because he's bringing something we don't have to the equation. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, everybody has a place. And so you have to know that you're going to have your place. Just keep being you, keep doing you, and keep being valuable and bringing value, and you'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. And being confident in yourself. And that was another cool thing when you guys listened to Barbara's episode. I loved where she like...
When you listen.
When you guys listen. What did I say?
When you listened.
Oh, when you listen to Barbara's episode.
Barbara who?
Corcoran. Okay. She pulls a lot of her confidence, you know, from things that she knows, like she's going to be the hardest worker, mm-hmm. and she pulls her confidence from that. So anyways, you guys will listen to that, but I think, you know, know your strengths and lean on them and be confident about them. That's something that it's a constant battle, but I'm like, whatever I have to do to remind myself, you are good at this, you know, and this is what you bring.
I'm still high-fiving myself in the mirror, by the way. Are you guys doing it?
No, but I should.
I have to start again.
I'm yoga nidra-ing.
Okay, that's good.
But no, I need to start high-fiving myself again.
Yeah, it's like a good little confidence booster in the morning. Although, I bet like everyone looks and says, why does she have handprints in her mirrors? Like, I'm high-fiving myself. But yeah, I think if you're listening to this and you're, you know, beaten down, burnt out, tired or whatever, just remember the person that you were before that. You still are that. And whatever you're thinking is your weakness is probably also your strength. Mm-hmm. And so find a way to get in that headspace and realize that we all have them. Use them.
Yeah.
And so it's like even like actors, you have to use tough moments in your life to help you get to somewhere in a scene. Like everyone uses the tough things to inspire them. And so
comedians too, their best sets are always from horrible moments. Yeah.
So true.
I'm sure you've heard about probiotics. We recently partnered with Just Thrive. Tina Anderson is the mastermind behind this extraordinary product. Why do we need a probiotic?
The world we're living is so disruptive to our gut health, from antibiotics that we take, from Roundup that's sprayed out over our food supply, to stress. We see symptoms like gas and bloating, diarrhea, constipation, skin rashes, autoimmune issues and allergies, mood disorders. So anxiety, depression, all of those types of issues are stemming from our imbalance in our gut.
And the thing about Just Thrive probiotic is you don't have to refrigerate it.
To be a probiotic, it needs to be alive in your intestines, not alive in the refrigerator. And most of those probiotics in the refrigerator actually don't make it to the intestines alive, which is the goal.
If we couple the Just Thrive probiotic and the Just Calm, what do we get?
We know the probiotic alone is helping with the leakiness of the gut and helping all other types of things with our overall health. But we know now when we add the Just Calm, it's helping with our mood.
Guys, Just Thrive is a game changer. If you're ready to take control of constipation, bloat, and stress and live your healthiest life yet, you can get 20% off your first 90-day bottle of Just Calm and Just Thrive probiotic today. Just visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code HEALSQUAD. You won't regret it. As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Mine is the sweet chili.
All right, Heal Squad, before we go, I have to let you know about a really exciting partnership that we are entering with Macy's. Woo! So we're super excited. Macy's believes in better together. And by the way, I know you guys hear me talk about Dunkin' Donuts all the time. I definitely worked there longer, but I also did work at Macy's. I was a fragrance spritzer. And my mom and I spent many a days shopping at Macy's. And so along with this new website, within it, I'm going to start sharing a lot more of me, where I think up until now, you guys have seen more of the health-focused stuff. I'm going to get more into lifestyle like I used to be with all of my other books and kind of share all of me, if that makes sense, my fashion.
Cue John Legend.
Cue John Legend.
All of me.
Oh my God.
Carry on. Sorry.
Okay. So basically like fashion tips and beauty and all of those things. But with Macy's, you know, there's so many different moments where I know I need help and this is going to force me to have to do the research so that I can get better gifts at different times. So it's not going to be just around gift times, but I know that with Valentine's Day or, you know, Father's Day or whatever, we'll have really cool curated gift ideas for you guys to make your lives easier that I will personally be coming up with. And then also just anything I'm seeing that I'm inspired by, that I love, that I'm buying, we'll be sharing with you guys. And if you have anything that you are looking for and you need help with, you can always DM us and I can go on there and pick and help you guys. I like that.
I love that.
I actually wish I could be kind of secretly a personal shopper for people.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to take one of our, friends, Paria, by the way, as her gift. Does she listen to the show every day? Hopefully not. Okay. So my Christmas gift for Paria is I'm going to take her shopping for a new look for the new year. So that she can command the respect that she wants.
I love it.
And I think it's going to be really fun. So, I will be taking her to Macy's and we will be having fun. But yeah, we're really excited for this partnership with them and we'll be doing some giveaways and things like that and so much more. So just super excited.
Me
it's always
too.
Nice when, you know, people validate your work and believe in what you guys are doing. And so they believe in us and we believe in them. And so we're excited.
I love Macy's. They have coupons every time you go in there.
Queen.
They're like, these jeans are $50. Joke's on you. They're also 30% off. Also, they're another 10% off. And I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
Big Macy's fan over here.
I know. I got like, I did pick out a bunch of like athletic wear.
Yeah.
From them because I realized that, I need to clean out my closet a little bit.
Mm.
And there are certain things that are not inspiring me. And my workout gear was very old and very uninspiring. And every time I would go into the drawer, I didn't want to wear any of it other than like one pair of leggings that I had. So I was like, we need to like step this
up. We need to up this.
So I picked out a bunch of stuff. I'll share with you guys.
That doesn't break the bank.
And it doesn't break the bank.
That's the best part.
Exactly. So very excited, everybody. In the meantime, if you have not joined Patreon, this is the only thing I'm going to mention before we go. At the $10 tier, $10 a month, You get ad-free shows, a weekly bonus show, which we're going to start telling you what those weekly bonus shows are going to be about ahead of time as well, and the Heal events, which are incredible. Our next Heal event, this says it's with Diane Gray, but that's
a lie. I screwed you there.
Very old.
But I can tell you who it is with.
Okay.
It is with, and this is a little tease. You guys haven't seen her episode yet. It's dropping in February. She is a psychic medium and an astrologer, and she is so amazing. Her name is Jessica, and she's just going to kill it. So
Jessica Lanyadu.
There you go. Maria nailed it. She's J. Ray-esque, but also just different in her own way.
So
but
different.
Ooh. And that's Maria's alarm.
That's my alarm to not miss my next call.
Exactly. But yeah, she's incredible. It's going to be such a cool Heal event. I'm sending out the RSVP soon, so keep your eyes peeled for that.
Yeah, definitely a great investment in your year, I think. And we do keep it at that low price point for you guys. The Heal events, I mean, the people that we bring in are going to charge 10 times that. Well, 100 times that, technically.
100 times that, yeah.
But anyhow, we really love doing those events, and I think that you will love them. We have so many engaged Heal Squad members in there that love it, that have stayed with us through this whole journey. So I hope you guys will consider it. You can go to the link tree in my Instagram at Maria Menounos or in Better Together with Maria.
Treat yourself for the new year.
Yep. And by the way, nice gift for somebody too. Mm-hmm. Treat them as well. Mm-hmm. All right. That is it for today, everybody. Be nice people, make good choices, and be present.